So we're going to talk about being fully equipped, and there's a section in the Bible that we're just going to talk about now. We as a church have been working through a book called Ephesians, which we're doing our very final bit on today. So the book, it's by a guy called Paul, who wrote to a church in a place called Ephesus, which is in Turkey, modern-day Turkey. You can go and visit the ruins of Ephesus. It's quite spectacular, actually, if you do. And he wrote this letter to them, and we're just going to read a passage of the last chapter of Ephesians, which is chapter 6, which talks about being equipped and uses the image of a Roman soldier. So hence the really, well, I didn't draw the drawing, but the angry-looking guy on the screen. Paul writes, and it says finally, because it's literally he's at the end, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armour of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armour of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled round your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in that place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Pray also for me, that whenever I speak, words may be given me, so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly, as I should. There's actually there's two linked together images here. There's the Roman soldier, and there are six things that the Roman soldier has that Paul talks about. There's a belt. Belt's quite important, actually. If you took the belt out of the armour, it all falls apart. So the guy ends up a bit naked and a bit embarrassed. So the belt is an important foundation to our outfit. The breastplate protects the heart. Keeps you from being stabbed through the heart, because the heart is an important part. Without the heart, we don't operate very well. The shoes, to allow the soldier to move around the battlefield in comfort. Without shoes, it's pretty difficult. The shield. Now, the shield is really important for Romans. I don't know if you've ever seen in those sort of primary school textbooks, the shield wall of the Romans was quite impressive and allowed them to stand firm when under attack. And in fact, they had this sort of tortoise formation where they sort of all put shields around and move around, almost like create a little sort of armoured tank almost of shields. The helmet, again, protecting the head. Without the head, you're not going to get very far. So it's another sort of protective piece, like the breastplate. The heart is important and the head is important. And finally, the sword, to allow them to attack. Now, so that's a collection of good pieces. Now, there are other bits, and Paul doesn't mention them all. You know, clearly you needed some trousers and the sort of the undergarments and the like. But there's six kind of key things to talk about. And he uses them as imagery to talk about how the Christian needs to be equipped. Because the first thing the passage talks about is actually that we're in a spiritual battle. Now, you may or not, I'm talking maybe to our festival guys for a second, you may or may not believe that there is a spiritual battle out there, that there's anything more than the world that you can see. We as Christians do believe that there is more to this world than meets the eye, that there is actually a spiritual battle. You've heard the phrase, the spirit is willing but the flesh is weak. I'm sure you've heard that, you know, where you want to do something but you're feeling your body's just not up to it. Well, actually, it works the other way around. The body can be willing and the spirit can be weak. I don't know, I'm sure you've all had that experience where you feel down, you feel oppressed, things aren't going your way. The body may be fine, but the spirit is weak. And we all have a spirit. Certainly we as Christians believe. So we believe that actually the battle for our spirits and our hearts and minds is an important one. And so this passage talks about how we equip ourselves for that battle. So can anyone remember what the parts of this were? So the belt, the underlying foundation of the whole armour, the belt of truth. The belt of truth, the underpinning being having integrity, being true to ourselves and true to, or being faithful to what is true. It's critical to what we are. Without integrity, we don't have a lot, actually. The breastplate of righteousness. Now, some people might say, actually, Christians, they all do-gooders. They think they're all right and that they're all superior to everyone else. This is not actually a fair reflection of what Christians believe. Righteousness is actually about knowing and trusting that God, that we can be right with God, but being right with God not by our own efforts, but because we trust in God and in the death of Jesus, who died to take the pain for our sins and the things that we do wrong. So we do a lot wrong, and for those of you who aren't Christians, we Christians know that we do a lot wrong, and we believe that we do a lot wrong. But we trust that God has made us right with him. That's what righteousness actually means, being right with God, not perfect. The shoes, the gospel of peace. It's important that the gospel, the good news, that's what gospel means, the good news is that we can be at peace with God, that we can put ourselves right with God. It's not to say these things overlap, so don't worry that they all sound a bit, they overlap, and I'm going to say some of the same things again. But the gospel of peace is that we can be at peace with God, and that gives us the comfort, like a comfy pair of shoes. Those of us who are trying to serve our festival guests, who are all put on comfy shoes. I don't think there's any of us in high heels, because good shoes can help us be comfortable. And the gospel of peace is like that. It underpins and gives us comfort in what we're doing. The shield of faith. Paul talked about it being able to extinguish the flaming arrows. And some of the enemies that the Romans would have come across would have shot flaming arrows at them. And the shield of faith can dispel those. That's what faith is about. It's knowing that we are secure and therefore being able to stand firm in our faith. The helmet of salvation. Knowing that we are saved is an important part of the head and the heart. It's not just the heart from knowing that we're right with God, but it's also the head, the knowledge and the understanding that we are saved from the fiery furnace of hell, that we are saved and we are right with God. That is an important piece of head knowledge and understanding. It's not just about a feeling. And finally, the sword of the Spirit. The Spirit, the knowing, the Word of God. It talks about the Spirit being that is the Word of God in the passage. So the sword of being able to know and cut through whenever we're under attack. Knowing our Bibles. And that's why we look to the Bible for our wisdom. And finally, at the end, it says, and don't, basically, because of all of this, pray. Prayer is really important. It's an odd concept, isn't it? We all know that prayer is an odd concept. I think sometimes it's actually about, one way of looking at it is like being meditating in the presence of God. Lots of people who aren't Christians and don't believe talk about mindfulness, being present, meditating. For a Christian, I think we do all of those things, but we do them in the presence of God. That's what prayer really is. It is meditating in the presence of God, thinking about what do I want and thinking about how that fits with God, how that aligns with what God wants. And often prayer is actually, in my experience, a two-way thing. It's not just me talking to God and giving him a shopping list of things that I want from God, but actually through meditating in the presence of God, through prayer, God speaks to me and tells me things that I need to do or things that I should be thinking about differently. So prayer is almost like the seventh part of this. The question emerges a bit, so, well, quite often, is why do we do this? Why do we open our church up on this bank holiday weekend to welcome in some festival goers? Because it doesn't, you know, this isn't how our building is normally used. But actually, why do we do it? It's written here right on the screen. We're here to show the heart of Jesus in the heart of Caversham. We want to show welcome and bless, bring blessing to those who are sharing our town with us on this festival weekend. And we've all tried to think about what these festival goers need from us, and hopefully we've found some things that they could do with. So the question then is, how are we equipped to do that job this weekend? And hopefully my volunteer is going to come up on the stage here. So this is how we've equipped ourselves this weekend. So if you can see Steve, he's put on the T-shirt of truth to show you that he is one of us, that he's come from the church. He's put on his helmet of salvation, his festival going hat. Always good to see a good festival hat. I think he bought it 50 years ago and it's just about come back in fashion again now, but you know. Sorry, Steve. He's bought his, his toilet brush of the spirit to do battle with the toilets. He's put on his toilet roll of righteousness. He's got his shoes fitted ready with the gospel of peace. And now I'm forgetting which one I've missed out now. Sorry. Oh yes, the breastplate. Well, the gloves are kind of the breastplate in this image. But Steve, you know, big hand for Steve, who has cleaned a lot of toilets this weekend. Thank you, Steve. So, as we always want, you know, we need to be equipped for the battle ahead of us. We had people equipped to go shopping earlier. We had people equipped for swimming, for all sorts of things. The important thing is to be equipped for what we are doing. And I'm sure all of our festival goers have been equipped with a tent and the camping equipment that they've needed. They've got the right clothing. We here have been equipped, hopefully, with the things that we need in order to serve you, and we hope you've had a good time and you're very welcome with us. I hope we haven't disturbed you too much by doing a little bit of what we do on a Sunday morning. But we also, as Christians, we need to be equipped for the spiritual battle, which is ongoing every day. Because if we don't equip ourselves for the spiritual battle, that is when our spirit fails on us. Our spirit gets oppressed. We feel down. We feel weak in our spirit, even if our body is strong. If our body is weak, sometimes our spirit feels weak. But if our body is, however strong our body is, if our spirit is weak, then there is little that we can do in this world. So we need to put on truth, righteousness, the gospel of peace, faith, salvation, and the Spirit of God. And then above all, and bringing it all together, we need to pray and be in prayer. So I hope you won't mind if I just pray for us now. Lord, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for your word. We thank you that you have equipped us with all we need for our day-to-day lives, but also for our spiritual battles. Lord, help us to take up all these elements of the armor of God. Help us to dwell in your truth. Help us to know your righteousness. Help us to know the gospel of peace, to be at peace with you and with our fellow man. Help us to know faith, have our faith in you, know your salvation, and in particular know your Spirit, the Holy Spirit that you have given us to be with us, and to know your word, the word of God in the Bible. And Lord, be with us as we meditate with you in prayer. Lord, be present with us Help us to know that you are here and you are with us. And Lord, may we know more of you today. Lord, we know that there are all sorts of difficulties. We've had things on our prayer wall these last few days. People worried about things being stolen from their tents. People worried about their tents getting damaged so that they'll have nowhere to sleep. Lord, we pray for those who are worried that you might relieve them of the worry and you might protect them from those things they are worrying about. Lord, may people know your presence, even in the festival site where it can feel frightening and large and dangerous. Lord, may people know your peace and your presence. And Lord, we pray for all our festival goers. May they feel welcome. May they feel that they have seen some of your heart. May we have shown the heart of Jesus in the heart of Camperton today. Amen.